by Stu Salkild, local journalism initiative reporter. East Central Alberta Review. Big Valley Village Council wants to meet with their County of Stettler counterparts to discuss a $30,000 invoice the smaller municipality says it has no record it ever committed to paying. The resolution to request a meeting was passed at Big Valley's March 18 regular council meeting. This was the first regular council meeting following the February 20 by-election and featured newly elected Mayor Chantel Janke and Count Tim Fields along with current Count Dan Houle. Village Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, Colleen Main provided councillors with an update on an invoice the village received from the County of Stettler for $32,206.91 described as BFO7577 bridge replacement, on the document. At a previous council meeting it was noted the invoice represented what the County of Stettler claimed was the village's share of construction on the bridge located on Township Road 355 which connects Big Valley's Railway Avenue to Highway 56. The construction work was completed in the summer of 2023. When the invoice was last discussed, the village of Big Valley was without council quorum and still under the guidance of the provincial government's official administrator, OA. Jean Sobolewski. At that time the OA decided the issue should be tabled for the newly elected council to decide. The SAO previously reported while she found a resolution on file of the village of Big Valley sending a letter of support for the County of Stettler's grant applications for this bridge project, Maine couldn't find any record of a resolution committing money to the project. Maine provided a copy of the support letter to councillors which was approved by resolution November 26, 2020. Upon receipt of the invoice, the village SAO had requested the county provide a copy of the STIP grant application to which the letter of support related to. A copy has yet to be provided, stated Maine's report to council. Upon review of the Village of Big Valley 2023 budget, no funds could be identified for that project, nor did council authorize the transfer of funds to the ATB operating account in anticipation of paying. Without an agreement or resolution in place, the invoice is being tabled to the first regular council meeting following the restoration of quorum, for their consideration. Maine presented councillors with three options for the invoice. Pay the bill. Request a meeting with the County of Stettler to talk about the invoice. Or table the issue again in order to gather more information. Maine noted she spent about 2 hours discussing this issue with County of Stettler SAO Yvette Cassidy who gave Maine the impression the village of Big Valley had made a commitment to chip in on the bridge project. Maine added that the village of Big Valley works closely with the County of Stettler on many projects and suggested that if this invoice was not paid the relationship between the two municipalities may be damaged. Count Houle noted there was no resolution passed to help pay for the bridge construction, and questioned whether the bridge was necessary. Houle pointed out that the village of Big Valley has three other accesses. Houle also pointed out that because of the village's permanent road bans, the bridge plays little role in commercial traffic entering Big Valley. Houle also stated he was concerned about paying over $30,000 because that is a huge portion of the village's annual budget. Adding that if the village does pay this bill more documentation is needed. The OA was in attendance and confirmed he too spoke to County of Stettler representatives about the invoice, including Reeve Larry Clark, SAO Cassidy and one other councillor and Sobolewski noted the County of Stettler was adamant a verbal or handshake agreement was made that Big Valley would help pay for the bridge replacement. Sobolewski stated his opinion was that meeting directly with the County of Stettler to talk about this issue was a good idea. Councillors unanimously passed a resolution that village staff will contact the County of Stettler and request a meeting to discuss the bridge replacement invoice.